Listen to part of a talk in an archaeology class.
Now that we've discussed the proper way to dig for artifacts at an archaeological site, let's turn our attention to the kinds of objects we might excavate there and what they could tell us about colonial life here on the east coast of North America. One thing we hope to learn when we study the buttons or broken dishes or other artifacts dug up from a site is just how long ago people were living there. So one of the most useful finds, obviously, would be a coin. But even an object that doesn't have the year stamped right on it can still help an archaeologist determine just when the site was being used. For instance, one object from the 16 and 1700s you're likely to find is the clay pipe. Smoking was common then, but not cigarettes. Tobacco was generally smoked in long, thin pipes, clay pipes manufactured in England. These imported clay pipes were so cheap that even the poor could afford to use them and then just throw them away. That's why they were so common throughout the colonies, and why we find so many broken and discarded pipes in archaeological digs. But the styles of the clay pipe, the shape of the bowl, the length of the stem, the diameter of the hole, all evolved over the years. So we can assign a fairly precise date to a pipe just by looking at it and comparing it to similar pipes we already know the ages of. And that information will tell us how long ago settlers were living in that site and can help us date the other artifacts found there. Let me pause here and ask you now what you think some of these other common objects might be and what we might be able to learn from them.